Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Veterans Connect Radio. This is a special episode that we do here on Atlanta Business Radio, powered by the Business Radio X network from time to time. Episode 18, here we are today. As always, I am Ryan Redhawk, and there's Brandon Skolnick.
Oh, hey, Ryan. How you doing?
Fantastic.
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
Great weekend. Beautiful fall weekend
here. It felt like fall?
It did. Finally. Yeah, I got to wear my sweater vest. It was great.
Oh, really?
Yes. Wow. Fantastic. Mm. And this is Veterans Day week.
It is.
It's a big week for all veterans out
there. There's a lot of stuff going on for
there
us.
There is. Yeah. So if you're a veteran out there and you're looking for a free breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I think Friday is going to be your day.
Yes, it is. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Right.
And then actually, there's speakers and there's free events all over. There's an opera, right?
Yeah, you get a
free
Symphony is putting on something.
That's what it is. Yep.
Right. So,
for veterans.
Yeah, we put things out on our social media links for veterans to connect with here in Atlanta. So make sure you are following us on Twitter.
Yeah,
Vet Connect Radio. We like our tweets, and our hashtag is Vets Connect. And check us out on Facebook as well, Veterans Connect Radio. We'll be putting some pictures up later of our in-studio guests.
Yep. And sure you like it.
Yep, and sharing thoughts and stuff about what's going on in Atlanta. You know, as Atlanta continues to grow and solidify itself as a place for veterans and a place for business to get done, we want to be part of that community.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're here to amplify, the voice of veterans.
Yeah, and you can listen to us in traffic because there's a lot of that.
There is. There's a lot of traffic in Atlanta. Also, before we get started, we'd like to give a special attention, a special mention to our friends over at Sharpshooters USA.
Yeah, we do.
Indoor Firing Range and Training Center in Roswell. I want to say hello to Tom and Cindy and Ed and Dutch and the whole crew over there. They're doing great work. And we'll be having an event up there December 2nd. Thank you to all of our past guests. It's free to attend. Bring yourself, your spouse, or your battle buddy out there.
Oh, yeah.
If you're interested in learning how to shoot.
So how does it go? It's going to be, it's like free ears and eyes, free rental, and a free target.
Yes. Free lane. Yes.
But you just got to buy the ammo because, you know, we don't want you to get spastic. And they're all doing that over there at Sharpshooters just because they love veterans.
They do.
So that's
and they're having a big Veterans Day event this weekend, November 12th as well. They're going to have a lot of vendors out there, big events and organizations. So if you get time, go check them out this weekend.
Are you going to be there?
I may be there for a few hours this weekend.
I think I'm going to go. God willing, the creek don't rise.
That's right. Good. Yeah. And so SharpshootersUSA.com is the website. They're located in Roswell. You can call them at 770-500-FIRE. If you want more information there. So, all right, without further ado, let's say hello to our in-studio guest here today. A little bit later in the program, we're going to get a chance to visit with Dave Rowell from what company are you with?
I'm not exactly allowed to say.
Not one.
It's a very, very large IT company.
Very
that's in
large.
The news all
oh,
the time. But I also do some consulting and some other stuff for startups.
So. There you go. And there's a little teaser, folks. So we're going to talk with Dave. Secret Squirrel Dave and his Secret mission Squirrel over there, Dave. What he's doing for veterans and helping people. But first, here today on Veterans Connect Radio is no stranger to the Business Radio X microphone, Ms. Charlie Whitfield. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Ryan.
How are you doing?
Wonderful, amazing on this beautiful fall day.
It is nice. And as always, you have your husband, Will, with you. So we'd say hello to him, too. He's not going to be on microphone, but he's here in support of everything. So
awesome support. He's like the wind beneath my wings.
Oh, you heard it here, folks. Here he is, the wind beneath Charlie's wings. And so Witty IT Solutions.
Yes.
Tell us, what are you doing for folks?
Witty IT Solutions, you know, most people have known us as being Witty Apps, LLC. Witty Apps has added several new capabilities to the wheelhouse. With that, we've had to change name because our IT wheelhouse has grown. Capabilities have grown. We offer, of course, the software engineering, IT solutions. We can build you an app or a platform, whatever you need on that area. But in addition to that, we're into data hosting, servers, and all of that wonderful, wonderful things. Now, this is the big thing that we're doing now, cybersecurity.
Oh, yes. Very big.
Cybersecurity, and we're also doing what we call enterprise risk management. So we have brought some people on who are experts in this industry. Now, I'm not the one that's going to go out and do the ethical hacking, as they call it.
Yes.
But we've added those to our wheelhouse. Therefore, we're no longer Witty Apps. We're now Witty IT Solutions.
Witty IT Solutions.
So when I give a Witty IT Solutions a call, y'all don't come back with like a smart aleck response or anything, right?
It's not witty, right?
It's not witty like
that kind of witty.
Like,
no,
clever.
no, that's great. So you're a new house, a host of services you're being able to provide.
Yes.
Small business owners.
Yeah.
And I was looking at your website. I've seen you've done a lot of work with veterinarians.
Vets is veterinarians, and also recently with veterans. Actually, as a matter of fact, we're doing business this week. We're on our way to the Bay Pines Veteran Administration, the Veterinarian and the Veterans.
Yes, I know.
Veteran Administration for an award for a contract that we have as a service disabled vet.
Nice.
And
great.
That's something that is happening for veterans all over the United States.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So that's good. Let's talk about that a little bit. Okay. I think you were in the studio maybe 6-8 months ago on Atlanta Business Radio, and we met and connected there, and I've seen you out at other veterans events since then. So we've been working hard to get you back in the studio because you have some new news to share about the rebranding of Witte IT Solutions, but you've recently set yourself up as a service-disabled veteran-owned business.
Exactly. We are a service-disabled veteran-owned business. And one of the cool things about that, recently there was a congressional decision about a case called Kingdomware. Kingdomware and the Rule of Two. That allows veterans to literally be on top when it comes down to certifications to get government contracts. What I mean by that is that the Veteran Administration has to, not must, but they have to award all of their business to a veteran-owned business.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Service-disabled vet is at the top.
All right.
But a service-disabled veteran-owned, woman-owned at the top. Then service-disabled vet. Then it goes woman-owned vet. Mm-hmm. And then it goes veteran. However, with all of this going on, we were able to secure a number of awards. We were awarded contracts from the Veteran Administration because we are veterans.
That's great.
Wow.
That's great. That's now, amazing. How did you get set up and to be in position to get these contracts?
One of the cool things about that is there's a certification vehicle that we have to go through, and it's online. Everything is online. You upload everything, and you become CVE certified.
CVE certified. What does that stand for?
I'm not sure. I have to get back to you on that. I have to look it up real quick. But CVE certified means that you've been vetted.
Okay.
You've been vetted by the government.
Okay.
And Washington, D.C. says, yes, you're more than just a DD Form 214.
Right. Got it.
DD Form 214 is what we use when we get out of the military to tell you how well we've done and all of that great stuff. But the certification is, nothing's easy, but one of the wonderful things about this is that they help you through it. They walk you through it. So if there's a veteran out there who has a business, wants to do business with the government, the certification is not difficult.
It's not. And it's online.
Yep.
And it's online. Okay. And we're helping veterans to do that, especially women-owned veterans.
Okay.
I was at an event 2 weeks ago with the Women on Veterans, and I learned that there are more homeless, did you hear me, homeless women veterans than anybody else, any other branch.
That's just wrong.
I mean, it's just, it's so heartbreaking to think that you've served your country. Not only are you homeless, but you're a woman, and most of them have children, and they're homeless. So what are we doing to do, what are we doing to help with that? Well, one of the things that we offer is a service.
Okay. At Witte Solutions.
Free assistance with your veteran-owned certification to do business with the government.
Wow. So if you're a woman and you need help and to get set up and get online and have all the documents in order, you know the steps to take, and you will assist them for free.
For free.
That's amazing. Fantastic. Yeah. That's really good. Keep going.
We have to give back.
Yeah, of course.
We have to give back. And it does so much for the inner self, I think, to give back. Being a veteran, being a service-disabled veteran, it's not easy. And I know people are coming from wars, and people are coming out of situations that they were in while they're in the military, and they don't seem to be getting any help.
Mm-hmm. Once they transition out,
we found that people are homeless. If they don't have a mental issue, that mental issue leads to drugs and alcohol, and there's this downward spiral. Mm-hmm. But I'm here today to say that there is help. There is so much help. The Veteran Administration, the VA, is helping veterans. But you gotta ask for the help. A closed mouth doesn't get fed.
Yeah, you're right.
And a closed mouth doesn't get fed.
It's a good, that's valuable, good phrase. And we've mentioned many times that veterans often are too prideful to ask for that help.
That's very true, too.
Yes.
Too much pride.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have to carry it for everybody
else. If you
else.
Need help, you know, ask somebody. You know, I know that the resource is out there. And for those listeners who just joined us, we were talking with Charlie Whitfield. She's CEO of Witte IT Solutions. And she's talking about how she got set up to be a service-disabled veteran-owned business and went through the process. You say it's fairly easy. I think a lot of folks may find that overwhelming and that whole kind of bureaucracy difficult. But then once they tackle that, then getting that first contract.
Yeah.
Tell us about
that. That first contract. One of the wonderful things about government contracting is relationships.
Okay.
You've, like you said, you've seen me out there networking, mm-hmm. shaking hands and kissing babies. I love it.
Yes.
That is what it's about. Getting to know people. Because in any business, people do business with people they like, they know, and they trust.
Okay. Like, know, trust.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Relationship. A relationship got me my first VA award.
So someone you knew personally.
Someone I knew.
Professional.
Contacted me and said, you know what? They're looking for this. Charlie, you can do it.
Nice.
Introduced me.
That was good.
So building relationships with people, mm-hmm. helping other people to help themselves, offering that help, offering the services that you have. You know, I can't give everything away free.
Of course.
But, yeah. But building relationships in person.
Yes.
And then talk about how you leverage some of the social media to introduce yourself, perhaps LinkedIn, you know, to maybe connect and learn more.
LinkedIn is doing so much out here for veterans.
Yes.
Yeah. We have an account with LinkedIn. We post on LinkedIn. We offer our services. We help people. We write blogs. We talk about what we do so that we can offer people the opportunity to do it themselves.
And so have you found that LinkedIn specifically kind of trumps Facebook or Twitter or whatever other Tumblr?
You know who's on LinkedIn?
Who?
You know who's on LinkedIn? The decision makers, the people that sign the checks.
There you go.
That's who's on LinkedIn.
So that's valuable advice, isn't it, to the veterans out there?
So create a very professional LinkedIn profile. Yep. You know, LinkedIn is more, you don't want to put pictures of, you know, you tailgating before the football game on LinkedIn.
Of course not.
That's Facebook, right?
Right, of course.
But you know, all your certifications you had in the military or any achievements you made had in the civilian world, that's where you can leverage LinkedIn.
And so as a business owner, and you're leveraging LinkedIn to find business.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 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 yes.
All right.
Guys, I don't want to push LinkedIn that much because it is that powerful.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Veterans can get a LinkedIn premium LinkedIn.
Is there any kind of account similar to LinkedIn for just veterans?
Veterans can get
free
premium.
Yeah. So
LinkedIn account.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Will just passed me his note. Yeah, LinkedIn is free for vets.
Okay.
So
that's something to look up.
Certainly, if you're a veteran out there and you're just transitioning out, or maybe you're looking for a new career change, update your LinkedIn profile.
Yes.
Have a professional headshot. Put in as much detail about yourself and your business as you can. Mm-hmm. And people may think it's just for job searching.
No,
but Charlie is saying, it's for networking as well.
Networking and guys, it's helping me to grow the business.
Really?
Several awards, several relationships have come out of LinkedIn. When I say several, I mean several. It has taken our business to a new height.
Well, this must be an exciting time for you.
It is an exciting time for us. And our new website is going up today.
Nice.
With the IT Solutions. I know Witte Apps has been around. And Witte Apps is my baby.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
Some things you just never let go, but they told me I had to let go of the name. Mm-hmm.
So what's next for you at Witte IT Solutions? I'm sure more contracts, more awards, but where do you see 2017 taking you?
You know, we also offered opportunity to teach veterans technology.
Okay.
You want to learn how to do some technology. We have a great platform. There are two types of coding, man-made and computer-generated. Everybody wants it fast.
Yep.
Everybody wants it now. So we're offering that. But next year, we're looking at using several of the certifications we have. We have Hub Zone, historically underutilized business zones. Did you know that downtown Peachtree Street was considered a Hub Zone?
I did not.
Wow. Yes, it is. And
so you get discounted office space down there because of that? Or what benefits do you get?
I don't know if it's discounted.
What's Hub Zone
exactly? Yeah, so what do I get out of the Hub Zone?
Hub Zone would allow you to get contracts that no one else can.
Oh,
the coolest part about Hub Zone is that if you're going up against someone else and you have Hub Zone and say service disabled vet, you have a 10% window up or down.
Wow.
That would help you to get that contract. Hub Zone is not, people aren't meeting their numbers. The government agencies are not meeting their numbers for women owned Hub Zone.
So if my business is located in that Hub Zone, like you said, downtown corridor, then I can then get looked at a little more thoroughly for some of these contracts.
I did not know that. Women-owned small businesses.
Yeah, that's great.
That's
and certainly, and there's so much business to be had out
there.
Right. So we want other veterans to, you know, be inspired, you know, by your story
please,
or, you know, let them know that you can do a business or grow your professional career through the government contracting spaces.
Government contracting spaces, and they want us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're looking for veterans, especially the VA. It's not only the VA hospitals and clinics that you have, but the VA has a huge technical piece.
Really?
So there's so much going on. If you're a veteran, they owe it to us.
Yeah, that's right.
According to Congress and the New Kingdom Ware verdict,
yeah,
they have to hire veterans.
Where, so with this, some of these contracts and awards, you said some of them are from relationships you've had in the past, and then you're meeting new folks. Are you a member of like associations or go to particular networking events to find new business?
We have Vetlanta.
Yes, we all know about Vetlanta.
Yes, we do.
They've been in here a few times.
Yeah.
Vetlanta is awesome for what we're doing. But there's also Minority Women Veterans Association.
That's good.
Part of that.
Are there an Atlanta chapter of that?
There's an Atlanta chapter
of
that.
We need to have them on the show.
And as a matter of fact, the woman, Ginger Miller, was appointed by the president.
Nice.
Of the United States?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, to do this. So they're helping women veterans. And also there are several others like meetups. And
so just search a meetup, right? Get out there and find other veterans. But then not just other veterans, mm-hmm. but business people.
Business people.
Government contracting.
I'm a part of TAG, Technology Association of Georgia. They do health IT. Health IT is huge in the government space now. They're really going that way. Agile solutions. For example, the EPA just put out a new $35 million, $200 million solicitation saying that they want to do software, agile solutions. So there are a lot of things going on, and this is the time. This is the timing could not be better.
Mm-hmm.
They say timing is everything.
That's right.
Timing could not
timing
be better.
Timing is now, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yes. So 2017 is going to be huge for our 8A, Hub Zone, Woman Owned. And not only that, you know what we really do? We team with people.
Mm-hmm.
We team with people.
Strategic partnerships is very important.
Strategic partnerships, because there's somebody that can do something, even though we do it, they can also do it just like we can.
That's great.
And we were just recently nominated to be on the Georgia State Alumni Board.
Oh, wow.
So fantastic.
That's my alma mater.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not like that's not why they chose me. But we were nominated to be on there. So
good.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That networking,
yeah.
And getting out there, meeting people, and being straight up honest with who you
yes.
are. You don't. People say fake it till you make it.
Yep.
Don't fake it with people.
Okay, because I do that every day.
No.
Don't do that.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, don't fake it. Don't
okay.
fake it, Brandon.
Don't fake it.
Yeah, please. No.
All right.
Well, there's so much energy and some positivity from you, Charlie. Every time we meet and see each other out and about, it's so much fun to catch up. And I know I see you on LinkedIn. I see you all over Twitter and Facebook. So I know you guys are all stars in the veteran community here in Atlanta. And we look forward to great things from you. I know we'll be seeing you again. Before we wrap the segment here, let our listeners know how they can find you or learn more information with any of your services, anything at all.
Great. Wonderful. As I said earlier, we are launching a new website, which will be Whitty. WHITTYIT.solutions. SOLUTIONS.
Okay.
Solutions. Not dot com.
Yeah, we've got rid of .com, haven't we?
Well, dot solutions.
Dot solutions. You can do any dot you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Whitty IT Solutions is now WhittyIT.solutions. And you can also email us at info@WhittyIT.solutions.
Fantastic. We'll have that information posted up on our website once the podcast is up and live. And so thank you so much for joining us here today. Can you hang out with us while we visit with our next guest?
I would love to.
All right. We appreciate it. And before we do say hello again to Dave, let's remind our guests about Veterans Rally in the Woods, December 9th through 11th. Sponsored by Vetlanta, Sierra Club, Boots to Loafers, Team Red, White, and Blue, and Live the Ranger Creed. It's going to be a great time up there at Vogel State Park.
Are you bringing Yellow Fox with you?
Yellow Fox will be with me, Yellow Dog will be with me.
And Yellow Dog.
The girlfriend and the dog will be with me.
Got it.
Again, that's December 9th through 11th, Veterans Rally in the Woods. Go to Vetlanta.org for more information there. All right. And let's say hello again back to Dave Rowell with a large IT company.
Yes.
We don't know which one exactly. Let your imagination wander there. But you're a consultant now helping veterans.
I do provide some consulting services for some of my friends and acquaintances in the IT space. I'm kind of I use Lee Marvin's tagline of I'm a hang around. In the startup IT space, I go to ATDC, the Atlanta Technical Village, General Assembly. I just got my MBA from Georgia Tech, where it was a focus on management technology. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, a great program. As a matter of fact, one of my classmates, Sarah C., just won the CIO of the year for, she's the CIO of MARTA, just won it in the not-for-profit space.
Wow.
So I'm pretty excited about technology and what's taking place here in Atlanta.
So you have a day job with a large IT company, but on the side is where you're really helping veterans, you're getting into the startup and entrepreneurial space.
That's right. And I'm helping some of my friends as well. That's how I met Brandon, was nice. Through helping one of my friends try to find some funding for one of his international ventures. So.
Yeah, and he actually presented at the Gathering of Angels.
That's right. He sure did.
How did that go?
Last month. It went well.
It went well. He's actually over, I think he's in Spain right now, actually scouting out the site in person.
That's fantastic.
So, cool.
So so Dave himself was a Marine.
That's right.
Wow. Still a Marine, right?
Happy birthday, Marines.
Yeah, about that. Is that today?
The 10th.
And then with a couple of tours and everything, and then transitioned out in 2003, right?
That's right. I transitioned out. I got out the first time in 02, and I got a phone call from one of my buddies saying, hey, we're going
back overseas.
We need some help. So I tried to get back in and through active, and it didn't work out. So I went into the reserve space with an infantry unit out of Montgomery, Alabama, and went over there. I actually got to see my boys and replace them
as they
were leaving. So that was good. I did my quick tour over there, came back and said, now what?
Yeah, exactly.
And some of my buddies started doing the government contracting thing with some of the Blackwater Dying Corps guys. And I looked into that, and I got pulled into managing translators with Titan L3 running around the western parts of Iraq for a year. And it was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Sure it was
very exciting. But I learned a lot in the government contracting space. So I get to piggyback off of some of what Charlie said. I did that again in Afghanistan. I went over there for a little while on and off. And then I started my own company doing government contracting, focusing on North Africa, the Middle East, and Afghanistan. Mm-hmm.
But, security operations mainly?
It was more service support.
Service support.
Trying to find those odd and end contracts like USAID and some of the others that were very obscure, very frontier places. Some of the negotiations got very interesting. And realizing how all of that works, dealing with contracts overseas, ITAR, all these new rules and regulations. And the sequester came in and took a lot of the wind out of our wings, if you will, but ended up closing down the company in the black.
And that's good.
Pivoting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I think in the end, we made like $1.50.
You said the black, though.
That's but it was the black.
Yeah.
Right. You know, a successful entrepreneur story, if you will. And decided, where do I go from here? So I pivoted into IT, got a break with this large IT company up here, have a fantastic manager who allowed me to go get my PMP, my ITIL, and allowed me to go to Georgia Tech and get my MBA. And I'm in the process of rebranding myself and continuing to rebrand myself and learn new things. And so in the veteran space, I've been able to improvise, adapt, and overcome.
Rah.
Yeah.
Hey, so you talked about rebranding.
Yes.
So let's visit with some of our veteran listeners and talk about, what does it mean to rebrand yourself?
So rebranding, everything's associated with brand now. We can all realize it as you look at your different profiles and what kind of picture you post on whatever social media site. But one of my friends who's not a veteran actually broke it down for me. She said, the way to think of branding is like this. There are three companies that sell more coffee than anybody else in America. Mm-hmm. There's McDonald's, there's Dunkin' Donuts, and there's Starbucks. All three are highly successful and make a lot of money at selling coffee. And you have to ask yourself, which one are you?
Huh.
And then you have to target that market
and
pursue it accordingly. And so with that, I know I'm not exactly Starbucks. I'm not McDonald's either. Maybe I'm more of a Dunkin' Donuts kind of guy. And so, positioning yourself that way and being able to look at some of the other people that have been successful in that space. And LinkedIn is a great tool for that. I highly recommend, if you're not aware, GuideOn is a veteran startup that all of those guys have been rolled in under the veterans. Also, just search veterans. I've been able to talk to vets that work for venture capitalist firms that were Marine vets, some of the other guys, Tesla, and some of the other big tech companies, just by programming in, on the search function, veteran.
You find the veterans are easier to talk to? That some of these guys that are far flung and have been successful and have been out for 20 years or 30 years?
Most of them, I'd say 9 out of every 10, I've gotten a response from.
Wow.
And out of those 9, I've gotten to actually speak with 8.
Wow.
And I have one that works for a highly publicized entity of a 3-letter agency that's running a VC firm that I can say their name, but I'd rather not.
You don't have to.
No, there's not a reason to.
It's not a interrogation.
If you read the Wall Street Journal, you've seen him, but even he's responded back. Hey, look, I'm finishing up fiscal year. We're putting together stuff. You know, give me a little bit of break. Let's reach out around the birthday. So I should be hearing from him in the next week or so.
Right.
And being able to, because again, being interested in technology, that VC space, you gotta know the language of business as well. And that's the other thing I would say in the rebranding side is, you know, if you're going to get into business, make sure you learn the language of business. If you want to get into technology, make sure you learn the language of technology. Being a veteran, you have your own language anyhow. So you understand, even a Marine, I can say things, and I got four Army people in here.
We don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But other Marines would get it. And I know how to translate those. And I think that's a valuable lesson for vets to learn going forward. When you're branding, make sure you're speaking that language.
Right. When you get out of the Army or Marine Corps, whatever branch, your identity really is rooted in that branch of service.
Oh, you know?
Your brand is America, the uniform, service to country. And then all of a sudden you have nothing left and you need to kind of find a new passion. We've talked about many times, branding yourself in a different way, whether it's a corporate track or entrepreneurial track. Sounds like you're doing both.
I'm trying. I'm view myself as more of an entrepreneur.
Okay.
An entrepreneur
right now, where I'm starting a business inside of a business. I've been pretty successful in the past with those, that type of approach to it. And I would say in the next 10 years or so, I'm going to find that one thing that really makes me jump out of bed in the morning. Yeah. And then it's going to be hopefully hockey stick.
Right. Master that niche, own that niche, and just, you know, run with it from there. So how is business finding you these days for the helping the veteran side of things? How are the people connecting with you, or how are you connecting with them?
So I've been doing a lot of connecting with them through Vetlanta, Veterans of Business. I've been to that as well. And then I'm looking at some of the meetups, and then, just the way you carry yourself, you'll find that you're standing in the corner at a veteran's business thing, and you happen to be standing next to another guy that's a vet, and you can almost sense it. Most of the time you can kind of feel it, and then just starting the conversation.
Is it a particular business you like to, you know, kind of get into, are you just open to anyone who's eager to
Excited about machine learning and artificial intelligence. So if you look at what's going on in with Tesla and their self-driving cars, Uber is another example of that. What they're doing in Pittsburgh, they went in and basically raided the Carnegie Mellon Robotics Lab. And now they have autonomous driving cabs. So you're not even dealing with a person. So I go to the Georgia Tech Business Analytics Center meetups and see what all they're doing. And, you know, the internet is an excellent source of information. Twitter is a great news feed to be able to enhance those things. And then just reaching out and talking to people that are in the space. You'd be amazed if you just reach out and say, hey, I'm curious about this. I saw your profile. Can you talk to me? Can I buy you a cup of coffee? How responsive those people are, whether they're veterans or not. There's a lot of people that are enthusiastic, but I would say in the veteran space more so, you'll see that interaction come a lot quicker.
Definitely.
That closure rate, if you will, to use a sales term, to get them to come in and make that buy for you, that cup of coffee, that 20 minutes is a lot easier to close on.
Brandon will buy coffee for you anytime of the week.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. That's sure. But I won't be going to Dunkin' Donuts or McDonald's.
No. He likes that high-class stuff.
I do.
Right.
I like it when you kind of gag a little bit.
No, although Dunkin' Donuts coffee is pretty good.
Yeah.
I give it to my mom's husband for Christmas every year.
Do you really?
Yeah, and I've had a few cups.
What do you mean?
It's pretty good.
You just pick it up from the store?
Yeah, I go buy it in like a little pound bag. He put it in a stocking in Christmas time. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Okay.
But messaging someone on LinkedIn or reaching out through a networking event, inviting them just to have a conversation. It may not be any business being done between you two, but you may be able to introduce them or them to you or someone who can help you and help each other.
Yeah, have you found that talking to other veterans, you can be a little bit more open about you don't know what you're doing, you know?
Yes, very much so. I found that in talking to other veterans, again.
I'm not saying you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, but, no. Hey, right.
You don't even know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I am a former Marine, so you know, we'll never admit it. But I find that in that space, being a veteran, and I'm able to open up a lot more. I'm able to get to the heart of the problem. And most veterans are pretty direct.
Yeah.
Quit talking in circles and tell me what you want to do.
Right.
You know, and if you can't tell me, how am I supposed to help you? And then, you know, some of them even gone so far as to start asking those questions.
Yeah, talking to other veterans, veterans that are older than me, that have progressed further in their career than me, I'm very open about like, I need some distance and direction here. Mm-hmm. I'm lost, like an LT.
Right. Know? Yeah, it can't be. You need someone from the outside looking in. Veterans have a way of communicating to one another, and respect and honor is a given.
Yeah.
When veterans connect, that respect and honor is there and entrenched in between that relationship before the two folks meet. Now, you don't always get that when in the civilian world.
No.
So you may come to some respect and, you know, have honor between you two, but when veterans connect, it's a given for sure. And so we're always hearing these stories here in the studio from new business owners to successful business. I would like to know, is there a book in you someday to kind of help?
There should be.
That, yeah.
You've done all kinds of stuff.
That's right.
I have. It'll probably be a children's book. I think as a veteran, the important thing to note and is if you look at all the successful guys, and I'll relay the IT space, there's no Steve Jobs without a Woz. Mm-hmm. There's you know, Bill Gates is the one that's celebrated by Microsoft. No one really acknowledges his team, but there were some key elements to those people.
Mm. So partnerships.
Partnerships. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And even Henry Ford, who gets credit with creating the assembly line, he's not the actual guy that did it, but, you know, he's the man whose name is on the side of the building, so
right,
he gets all the credit. So in thinking of that as a veteran, you know, we like to do things on our own. We think, you know, if that guy can do it, I can do it too. But there's a lot of luck and there's a lot of partnerships, and it takes a village to raise a child. And if you want to grow your business and you want to grow up, and even in the government contracting space, you have to have those relationships. You have to have those people to help foster and nurture and be able to provide you that guidance. And the beautiful thing, at least in my experience as a veteran, has been, you know, they kind of cut to the chase, and sometimes the cut can be pretty deep.
Yeah.
But as a vet, you've developed that thicker skin, and you know, sometimes that's what you need to knock yourself off your horse and get on the right way.
Yeah, I like that a lot. You know, as veterans, you're in the service; it's a team, right? You get out, and veteran becomes single, right? You have no team. But as Dave was saying, you got to kind of rebuild that team, you know, rebuild and create relationships so that then you can become successful in your next path. So I think that's something that a real good takeaway from that.
Yeah. And how do you do that? We've mentioned it a few times in the program. Get out of the house, off
your couch.
That's right. Go out, whether it's just a social meeting with other veterans to go bowling or fishing.
Yeah.
Or if you're doing a real professional network accelerating kind of meeting.
Yeah, of course.
But you got to get out.
Yes, you do. And I think that you need to leverage where you come from, right? So if you are a woman and you are a veteran, you're not, you need to get out there and you need to connect with women groups.
That's a great point.
Minority, veteran, a golfer, into business, likes to climb mountains. You need to figure out something that you can leverage that doesn't have to be, hey, I'm looking for a job. Can you help me here?
That's right.
But connect with a group that you connect with and get
very
out there.
Good. Yeah. And whether you're going to a corporate tract, you know, or you're actually trying to start a business, entrepreneurial bit, you need to have these relationships solidified before, because you never know when you meet someone today that maybe help you a year from now as well.
That's true. Exactly.
So continue to build that network. For those listeners who may have joined us, we're talking with David Rowe. He is helping entrepreneurs, helping veterans here in the Atlanta area. Where are you from originally?
So my dad was in the Air Force until I was 12, and then we settled right up here in Atlanta in Kennesaw.
Okay.
Right when Town Center Mall had just opened up. So it's a completely different place, and I went off to Georgia Southern pre-yellow footprints and didn't really know what I wanted to do, and then I stepped on those yellow footprints October 24th, and my life changed and got, you know, moved all over the place. And then because of this very large, very well-known IT company, I was able to come back to Atlanta.
That's
and
great.
I'm right down the street, but even now driving around, I'm lost. But I still feel like I'm at home.
I'm always lost.
It's a great place to be and seeing the change. It's a very welcome change.
It is.
And if you're looking at technology and you're in the Atlanta area, there's so many places, whether it's ATDC, ATV, Woodstock just opened up an innovation center.
Yep.
One of my buddies is on the board from Georgia Tech. Kennesaw just opened one up as well. So there's a lot of places to go. And even the cohabitation workspaces, which we were kind of joking about earlier, they're still around. And those may be the place you need to get out of the house so you don't have your your wife and kid or significant other dog in your lap barking at you. You know,
no, I've had a home office, man. It ain't easy. Every time the dog's looking at me and I'm like, all right, let's go out again. Yeah. And, you know, I'm so easily distracted.
Yeah.
You know, I do not mind being in a shared space because if I see, you know, Sally over there working hard and I feel motivated, well, I got to keep up with her. Or maybe, you know, Alfred over here can help me with my computer problems.
That's true.
So, you know, there's a lot of good synergy that happens in co-working
space. There's also those spaces we were talking about leaning on other people. I know Brandon's gonna ding it for here in just a second, but at least you meet those other people, you have those connections. So if you have that problem, you may be able to reach out to one of your neighbors there in the co-space. But I'm sure Brandon's gonna talk.
No,
about,
I think it's all good and stuff and meadows and flowers, but I think that work should be in a cubicle. Really? And you should suffer.
And no window.
No windows.
Shut the door.
Yep.
Go in at 9. Don't come out till 5.
Exactly. No shared kitchen.
Yeah, you don't like that.
No.
Man.
Just drab.
Those days are gone. I know. Brandon, I'm sorry. Yeah. That is.
I'm a relic.
Sounds like a platoon sergeant. I
Exactly. I love it.
That's right.
I love making people.
Well, Dave, if people want to learn more about you or get in touch with you or just connect with you, what's the best way to do so?
The best way to do it is LinkedIn. And just Dave Rowell, Rowell, like Colin Powell, but with an R instead of
a B. It's like Roswell without the S.
Yes, yes. Well, I constantly get called Roswell.
Do you really?
Yeah, all the time. All the time.
That's okay. Well, and then, you know, we were just touching on Atlanta. And so we'll kind of open the mic back up with Charlie and everyone. We'll just kind of share our thoughts here as we begin to wrap the show about Atlanta. You know, so you are originally from here. You came back here. You've seen it all over. Atlanta's growing. And so from your perspective, how are we doing from a veteran community?
From a veteran community, I think we're starting to do well. Mm-hmm. I think shows like this are definitely adding value to it. We're getting the word out. There's the Veterans Breakfast thing in Johns Creek and out in West Cobb that's there.
You're talking about Vet Buds?
Yeah, that's that one. Huh? And then seeing some of the school communities, Georgia State, Kennesaw State, Georgia Tech, all have their little veterans orgs. I'd like to see somebody that pulls all the strings together and ties it into one big knot and say, you know, here's your veteran community. And maybe we can get a Bunker Labs or something like that down
here. Yeah, that'd be great. I've been trying to knock on their door.
Yeah, we've been following them on social media for quite a while now. And they'd be welcome.
There's got to be something to pull it all together.
Yeah, I think there should be a co-working space for veterans only.
Yeah,
a vet working space or something like that, so vets can connect, grow their businesses, and grow from there. You know, it's the trend these days.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Yes,
right,
I'm going to steal that from you.
And Charlie, what about you? In Atlanta, you've been here for a number of years, but you've seen it change. You know, from your thoughts on how we're doing as a community.
You know, I was born, bred, and cornbread fed in Statesboro, Georgia.
Southern.
Hail Southern.
And traveled with military. And Atlanta's our headquarters. Mm. We also have office space in D.C. now
because
you have to have a presence in D.C. to do business in D.C.
Yes. Okay.
So we have office space there.
Are you traveling up there frequently?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing a lot of that traveling. One of the things I wanted to say that also tell everybody is that Warner Robins is what? Hour?
Yeah, just south of Macon a little bit.
South of Macon.
Yeah, it's an hour and some change. Yep.
All right. They have a new center down there for transitioning vets. It's called VECTR.
Okay.
The center is off the chizane.
The chizane. What is it?
Everything is so automated and so new, and it's for veterans transitioning. You got to get down to Warner Robins. Check out VECTR. Okay, went there, did a tour. Everything is so automated. It is. You have to go see it.
What inspired you to go check it out?
Well, we met her at the UPS event.
Okay,
in Atlanta.
Has it been? Yeah, yes. UPS has an event for veterans, and they're talking about hiring veterans and all. And this is with Department of Labor and all of this great stuff that's going on. Met Trisha there.
That was his last one, right?
That was his last one.
Okay,
Yes. And networking, building
relationships. That's right. We were there.
And so we were down there for a technology forum and expo with cyber, met a 3-star general from the Air Force, gave me his business card and said, let me know how I can help you. Have I already connected with the guy trying
course.
To wait till I'm in D.C.? I'm going to call you up, Lieutenant Bender.
That's right.
You told me, hey, what's up?
Yeah,
you
know, right. We can
if
help.
I got to go there. We'll go
Do
there.
Do it, of course.
You've already reached out to him, trying to keep the follow-up going. Follow-up is huge. But V-E-C-T-R.
V-C.
I think it's Veterans Employment Training and Resource Center.
And it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's free.
Is it?
And technology is huge.
But you have to live in that area, I would think, if you want to take advantage of the resource. Can you go?
Well, you know, it's so cool because they're Tricia told me that they're in the process of getting housing.
You can go stay on campus
for
there.
18 months. You know, it's the housing right next door that Robins Air Force Base has, and they're working out right now trying to get to people need to be able to stay.
Yeah. And you said VETC.
VECTR.
VECTR.
Okay. Right.
So check it out.
Letters.
So Georgia's doing great as a state. In Atlanta, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
We see it, you know, every time we do a show here of the good people, you know, oftentimes the Veterans Administration and all veterans in general, when they're on traditional media, it's bad news. There's a scandal. Somebody's in trouble. We're not that here at Veterans Connect Radio. We are the positive voice of veterans.
Thank you.
The great stories of real individuals doing good work in the community, will lead Atlanta and us to being the premier destination for veterans, for business owners, and entrepreneurs alike here.
David?
Dave.
Dave. I used to know a guy in Middlesbrough, England, called him David. Dave has such great, I love your energy, what you're doing for veterans. Thank you so much
for
being there to assist. I had to say that. And you said something about the different tools. You know, General Assembly is right here in Atlanta.
That's right.
It's not expensive.
Right, for coding.
For coding and all. But you know what else? Online, things like Treehouse and some of the others, you can learn how to code if you need to. Everybody in the world needs to know how to code.
Even me? Yes.
Artificial intelligence is huge.
I need to know how to code?
Yes. Artificial intelligence, robotics is the next thing. And what's going to operate those is software.
Yes.
Okay, not just the hardware, but the software.
The software, that's right. Internet of Things, it's coming, Brandon, whether you like it or not.
I know.
IoT.
I'm not afraid.
Your refrigerator will be telling you when you need more milk for the baby.
I'm going to tell you this. If the refrigerator is going to start talking to me, he better go and get it, too.
No. It will order it directly.
It better be.
Oh, yeah.
It will order directly from Instacart from
Whole
Foods.
Yeah, they have it right on the refrigerator. Yeah. You order what you need, and it's delivered.
And I'll do that. Chop it off your front door.
And I'm not going to pay $5 for those pantry boxes, either, from Amazon. No, so, you know.
Man, we'll have to have a talk about that later.
All right.
And so before we wrap here, let's make sure we remind our listeners how they can get in touch with you. Again, Charlie, website, social media.
Yes, WittyIT.Solutions.
Yes.
We're on LinkedIn. You know, LinkedIn feeds Facebook, it feeds Twitter and all those great things. And we have a Twitter handle. We're still Twitter is still Witty Apps. I might keep it at that. I don't know about that. I love Witty Apps, you know. And info at Witty, WHITTYIT dot solutions with an
S. Good. Right. Hey, when you're not changing the world of veterans and growing your empire over there, what do you like to do in your off time?
Oh, I have this cute little 6-year-old.
Oh, yeah?
He's my grandson. He's a blonde and he is hot.
What's his name?
His name is Kanan Zollinger.
Kanan Zollinger.
Michael Dewis. Wow. Everybody calls him Z.
Okay.
Z. That's his cool.
So any off time that you have, which is very little, I imagine, is spent hanging out with the kid.
No, I don't get as much, but I hang out with my husband.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, that's good.
You know, we do the theater.
We do fun.
We do, what is it, the art center, go to symphony and all of those great things. You know, veterans can do that free.
Right. That's right. That's right. Especially that's this week, Veterans Day week.
Home Depot.
Coming up. For sure. So, well, I'm sure we'll see each other again here real soon. I think I may even see you Wednesday out at First Data. I'll be out there.
That's right. Aren't you the keynote speaker?
That's right. I'll be out there.
I'm going to miss it. I'm going to be down in Bay Pines.
Well, good luck down there. Hope you get some more awards. Yeah,
First Data salutes, right?
Yes. Please do come back and share any updates you have here on Veterans Connect Radio. And Dave, for you, what do you like to do in your off time?
I have a fire team of young kids, so that pretty much takes up all my time.
No off time. Little League, barbecues, the whole bit, I bet.
My off time is between 10:30 and midnight at night. I get to watch a lot of TV and
fall asleep.
How many kids do you have?
I have 4.
Ooh, hey, that is a fire team.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
eight, legitimate. 5 and 3.
Eight, five, and three.
Yes.
Awesome.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
All right. And if listeners want to connect with you, that's Dave Rowell on LinkedIn, probably the best way.
That's the best way.
Connect with him there. And thank you so much for joining us. And Brandon, I think that's a wrap.
That is a wrap. You know, it's been a couple weeks since we were last on here.
Yes,
it was too long.
It has been a couple weeks.
Yeah, but we're back.
Yeah,
right?
We are back. Episode 18 in the books. We'll have that published at veteransconnectradio.com in about 48 hours. So you can check out the replay there. Feel free to download, share, amplify. No restrictions on the content we just created here today. All right. And so thank you to our listeners. Make sure you're connected with us on Veterans Connect Radio, Vet Connect Radio on Twitter. Use the hashtag Vets Connect. On behalf of Brandon Skolnick and Stone Payton and Lee Cantor, the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk. We'll see you next time on Veterans Connect Radio.